We're back on the record at 1:30 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Cruz. I would like to call Mr. Michael Zhu to the stand, please. And he has an interpreter, a Chinese Mandarin interpreter with him. Please raise your right hand. Please state your name.
Michael.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Please raise your right hand. Please state your name. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you will accurately and truthfully interpret the Chinese or Mandarin language to English and the English language to Chinese and Mandarin for the testimony of Mr. Zhu?
Yes.
I'm the president.
How long have you been the president for Basil?
6-7 years.
How long has Basil been in existence? How long has Basil been in existence?
Since 2002.
What kind of services does Basil provide?
Catering
vision?
Yeah.
What type of contract? Excuse me, have you had contracts in the past?
Yeah, I have a contract with Medumco and there's also a contract for DOC.
Have you had any other contracts?
No.
Are all your contracts primarily with the government?
No.
So you do have private contracts?
No private contracts.
So all your contracts are with the government?
Yes.
And aside from catering to Department of Corrections and for the Manumku, have you catered to any other type of population here on island?
No.
No. When was the last time you had a contract to service the Manumku?
November 2019.
Okay. What about a contract to service Department of Corrections? When's the last time you had that type of contract?
February 2020.
Since 2002, has Basil always held some type of government contract for food services?
No. Before, it's also with a restaurant.
What kind of restaurant?
The Old Town restaurant.
I'm sorry?
Old Town.
Where was that located?
Dr. Kuma.
And that was for the general public?
Yeah, it's from the beginning, but now it's separate already.
Okay, so when did that close down?
Not close down, just separate.
Oh, so it's a different company owned by?
Yeah.
Owned and managed by a different corporation or company?
Yeah.
Have you had any training in the food services field?
Yes.
What kind of training have you had?
I've got what do you call it? Subsea.
And what does that mean?
Full security, like full security license.
Okay. When did you get that license?
6 years ago.
Have you had any other type of training?
Other training is for the EPA training.
EPA?
The medical program.
Who provided that training?
Public health. That was every year.
Every year?
Yeah.
Okay, when's the last time you took that training course?
Actually, I forgot. 2019, sometimes I forgot.
Okay. have any food certificates?
What's that?
Certificates for attending a class or a training?
Yeah, of course I have a health certificate.
Health certificate? Now, you've been sitting here listening to the testimony both yesterday and today. One of the contracts that we talked about was an April 2019 emergency procurement contract to provide food services to our Manumco. Did you apply or did you submit a response or a bid for that contract?
Yes, they did.
You did? Who prepared that bid on behalf of Basil?
My project manager.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Program manager.
Your program manager prepared
the bid.
The bid. And who's your program manager?
Betty.
And do you review the bid before you submit it to GSA?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you understand the terms and conditions of the specifications listed in the emergency procurement?
Yes.
And what about for invitations for bids? Do you understand those terms and conditions as well?
Yes.
Do you assist Betty in preparing the bid?
Yeah.
You do? How do you assist her?
Huh?
How do you assist her? What information do you provide to her? But do you provide her with information to respond to the solicitation to the emergency procurement?
No, I didn't give her anything.
You don't give her anything?
She's the one who read everything.
Okay. So she reads the bid specifications and the requirements, and then she completes the bid package. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then before you turn it into DSA, you also review it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Does anyone else in your company review it before it's turned in?
No.
Okay. And just so I'm clear, you generally understand the terms and conditions of the contract before you submit your bid, is that correct?
Yes.
You've also heard us talk about GSA 5619, which is a contract from an uncle. The long-term contract?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Did Basil apply to that bid?
Yes.
Okay. And who prepared that bid on behalf of Basil?
Lara also based up Betty.
Betty also. And did you review the bid package before it was submitted to GSA?
Yeah, not everything, but I reviewed some.
You reviewed some of it? Okay. Did anyone else from Basil review the package? Can you turn to Basil Exhibit 4, please?
Okay,
does this document look familiar to you?
Yes.
And what is this document?
This is purchase order for Basil. This is April. Yeah, April.
April 2019. April 2019?
Yes.
Okay. And this contract is to provide home-delivered meals to the Lenoco, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Home delivery since, April 8th.
Okay. Now, you indicated earlier that you applied for this contract, correct? You applied for this emergency procurement contract?
Yes.
Right? And it was awarded to SH Enterprises, is that correct?
Yes.
And how did you end up getting this contract for services on April 8th?
Actually, for the building, their price is lower than me. But finally, April 5th, we just received the purchase order.
DSA called you and provided you with a purchase order for the contract?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any difficulty providing the meals to the Lenoco in a timely manner? Did you have any difficulty providing the meals to the Lenoco in a timely manner?
No, not difficult.
Okay. So this was an emergency procurement for April. Do you know if there was an emergency procurement for May?
Yeah, May we continue on service.
May?
Yeah.
Okay. How about in June?
June also.
July?
July, August, until November.
Until November?
Yeah.
And each month was an emergency procurement that Basil won?
Yes.
Okay. Can you turn to Exhibit 5? Does this document look familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay, what is this document?
This one, just when I heard SH, they got the inspection for C reading, we just informed the GSA.
Oh, you informed GSA of the C reading?
Yeah.
And did you attach the rating to this letter?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever receive a response from GSA to this letter?
After this, we just received the purchase order.
Okay, for the remainder of April.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you heard testimony this morning that when SH Enterprises was awarded the contract, that the drivers from Basel were not going over to SH Enterprises. Were you preventing your drivers from moving over to SH?
Yeah, that time SH, they got from April 1st, SH, they got the homebound. And we still service the center. So of course we need to keep some driver for the center delivery.
Okay, and when you say center, do you mean the congregate meal?
Yes.
That was dropped off to the senior center?
Yes.
So you're still in need of drivers to drop the food off there?
Yes.
I also heard testimony this morning regarding GSA 5619, which is the long-term contract to provide food services to the Lenoco. And that contract was awarded to SH Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. When did you first receive notice from GSA that they were awarding the contract to that base contract?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you got paid there.
Okay. Can you turn to page 163? 163. Does that document look familiar to you?
Yeah. Yes.
What is this document?
Just a billing document of the permanent fee.
Okay. So towards the bottom of this document, it states bid recommended for award. SH Enterprise, Inc. in the total amount of $3,789.211. Was this your first notice from GSA that they were awarding the contract to SH Enterprises?
Yes.
Okay. And it notes here that there's a signature above the line for Claudia Clark, and it says November 8th, 2019. Is that your recollection of the date that you received notice?
Yeah, the same day, yes.
In terms of this contract, did you appear at the bid opening on October 24th, 2019? Did you appear at the bid opening on October 24th?
2019.
Yes. October 24th. Or actually, let me refer you to a different document. Exhibit B as in boy. Okay. This is a document from GSA dated October 18th, indicating that the new bid opening date was October 24th, 2019.
Yes.
Did you appear during that bid opening?
No.
You weren't there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You think?
Come on, that's the window. Yeah, I was there.
You appear? Okay.
I'm sorry, Jerry, can you just repeat the exhibit number again?
It's exhibit B for
if
you're
okay.
So you are present during the bid opening?
Yes.
Okay. And during the bid opening, did GSA announce who they were going to award the bid to? Okay. Do you recall how long that bid opening lasted? Do you know how many minutes it took for them to go through and open the bid packages?
October and the last one is November 8th.
Oh, let me rephrase my question. So when you appeared at the bid opening on October 24th, mm-hmm.
correct me if I'm wrong, but this is where GSA opened up the bid packet. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the only two companies that bid are SH and Basil. Is that correct?
10月24日，只有两个公司竞标。I think another company.
Okay. Okay. So if there were three packages that they had to open, do you recall how long the process was for the bid opening?
他们看你们竞标书看了多长时间？大概。During
the same day, during the call. 十月。Yeah. Was it all day or was it? All morning or all afternoon? Was it all afternoon?
Maybe half an hour.
I'm sorry?
Half an hour.
Half an hour?
I guess so.
Is that your best recollection?
Something like that. I don't remember exactly.
Okay. During the bid opening, did you have the opportunity to review the bid documents submitted by the other two parties?
在竞标的时候，你有没有机会看到其他两个公司的竞标书？你有没有看到？I
didn't see, but they read.
Did you have the opportunity to look at the packet?
No, I cannot see that.
Read it.
No, I didn't read.
You did you have the opportunity to though? Were they allowing
you to come on?
No.
They will not allow anyone to touch the bid packet.
Right. Right. You cannot touch.
You cannot touch. But they just read something.
Just when seeing this paper, is there that paper is there, then somebody else is making one, something okay. like that. This is our everybody from GSA.
Everyone from GSA
yeah.
was able to touch
yes.
the packets
yes.
and make notes?
Yes.
What court case is that?
你知道是哪一个？
time?
No.
You don't recall the court case? Do you recall having a 2016 contract for food services for the Lamarco and Basil was terminated? 2016.
Oh, 2016, yes.
Yes. Okay, and actually, I have Basil, DSA termination letter. May I approach Mr. Kirk? Just to refresh his memory. Do you remember this contract that was terminated?
Yes.
And then you, Basil issued a protest, which was denied, and so you went to the Superior Court?
Yes.
Okay. And then, excuse me. So this termination occurred on June 1st, 2016, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you go to page 111 of Basil's exhibit, please? If you look at the bottom right-hand corner of the page number. If you can go to section 2.4, 2.5F as in print. So F as in print. Towards the middle of the page. So it says that the bidder is supposed to provide information regarding areas of procurement, question costs, material weaknesses, and the organization not compliant with contract provisions for the past 3 years.
Yeah, I remember what you
did. I'm sorry?
Hello.
Okay, and so GSA is saying that you failed to include the information regarding your ongoing court case when you submitted GSA 5619. Now, is the reason why you didn't submit any information regarding that court case was because it stems from an issue outside of the 3 year period?
Yeah, it's over 3 years already.
Okay.
Ms. Cruz, do you have any questions of Ms. Giselle?
Yes, I have several questions.
Please.
Mr. Zhao, going back to that, to Basil's Exhibit 5,
okay.
You wrote the this letter, correct?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Did you know that SH was going to be inspected?
No. I know that after inspection.
How did you know that?
Who told me? Somebody told me about that.
Do you recall who it was that told you?
I forgot.
You forgot? Was it somebody at Public Health that told you?
No, not from Public Health.
So how did you know of the C rating?
I remember I heard this one from my office.
Your office?
Yeah.
From your office?
Yes.
Okay, your letter attaches the public health report.
Yes.
Who gave you the copy of the report?
Yeah, this really I don't know. Actually, not me request all the paperwork. This from my office.
Who at your office?
Betty was my program manager.
Okay. What is Betty's last name?
Betty Kusa.
I'm sorry? Betty is your employee?
Yeah.
And her last name is?
Because I always call Betty Reddy, just never call the last name.
Do you pay Betty to work for you?
Yeah, of course I pay.
Okay. But you don't know her last name?
I just forgot.
Okay. What are, you testified with Betty that she helped you on the bid preparation, right? What else does Betty do for you?
For the medical project, she was the project manager.
What does a project manager do?
Control everything, all the operations.
Does operations include the drivers?
Yes.
And are the drivers your employees?
Yes.
Are the drivers independent contractors?
No, they are not contractors.
So you pay the drivers?
Yes.
They're on your payroll?
Yes.
They are your employees?
Yes.
You testified that you needed the drivers to stay with you to handle the congregate meal contract that you still had in April 2019?
Yes.
At any time, isn't it true that you told the drivers not to go to SH?
No.
Did Betty tell the drivers not to go?
No, I don't think so. They never do that.
Did you ask the drivers to stay with you?
No.
You didn't ask them?
I only keep whatever I need for the centers.
Right, but why, how did you get them, how did you keep them? What did you tell the drivers in order to?
Actually, the drivers who delivered to the center, most of them is separate with the home park. Only few of them is together for the source one. The homebound and the center mix, the drivers mix.
But you did not need the homebound drivers, right?
I need.
But you're only.
I don't need a homebound driver, but I need for the center.
Did you ever say anything to the drivers?
No.
And is it your testimony that they are your employees and not independent contractors?
他们是你的员工，而不是和你只是签合同的那些人，你的员工。Yeah,
and it was Betty that told you about the C rating? The C rating from Essay?
Yes.
And it was Betty who went and got the inspection report that is attached to your letter.
Yeah.
But you wrote this letter to GSA.
No, actually she wrote that letter, then I signed.
She wrote this letter, okay. But you signed it?
Yeah, with my signature.
So at the bottom of the letter, you tell GSA, after reporting the C rating, that I look forward to your response. Do you see that? At the bottom of the first page of the letter, the first page.
Yeah.
Okay. What response was it that you expected to receive from GSA?
I had the answer.
You said you looked forward to a response. What response was that?
他说你写了这封信，你期待从你希望从GSA有回复，你期望什么样子的回复？ Any kind of response.
Any kind. You wanted SH to be disqualified, correct?
I just tell the truth.
Yeah, but if SH was disqualified, wouldn't Basil get the contract?
I'm not sure. How do I know that?
You wanted them to be disqualified, correct? That's why you wrote this letter.
It's nothing but a lie. I just tell the truth.
And what was your motivation for telling the truth?
I don't know how to answer. Can you give me a little bit of time?
Is it your practice to write letters telling the truth whenever you hear of news like this against your competitors? So why did you write this letter?
I'm going to guess that's going to ask and answer that.
You know what it is?
Where are you going with it? The issue before us is responsiveness of and responsibility of the winning bidder.
Okay, I will move on.
Thank you.
Mr. Dow, do you agree that Basil Food Services is subject to the same requirements and specifications as the other bidders? And is it your testimony that Basil has complied with all of the requirements of submitting a bid for
5619?
This court case that you were involved in, the one that you testified about, when did that court case end? About an ongoing court case that Basil was a part of.
What's the question?
That's my question. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
When did that court case end? Would it have ended in 2018?
I cannot remember the date.
If it had ended in 2018, wouldn't you agree that that is within 3 years of 2019? At that time, you still appear where?
At court.
In 2018. You also testified you were present at the bid opening of October 24, 2019. Correct? Was SH there at the bid opening?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you know SH was a bidder to 5619?
Yes.
Did you always know SH was a bidder to 5619?
What would you know?
Well, I guess the bid was, let me back up, guys. Excuse me, sir. The bid was issued in September 2019. Okay. And it was opened in October 2019. Okay. Between September and October,
okay.
Did you know who the other bidders were?
Yes.
Okay, no more questions. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, Mr. Zhu, you said you've been president of Basel for since 2002?
No.
I'm sorry,
no,
when did
six,
you
say? 6 or 7 years ago.
I'm sorry?
6 or 7 years ago.
6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And... and in that time, can you estimate how many contracts Basel has had with the government of Guam?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Contracts total?
Yeah.
How about emergency procurements?
You mean how many contracts? What about month to month? This one contract or two contracts?
Yes, all of that included. Any purchase order or contract with the government of Guam?
I cannot remember. Something like Manamco, we're almost doing month to month, we're doing 2 years.
Okay.
This is mean 24 contracts?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. I cannot. And I know exactly.
And do you recall in the past 7 years how many bid packages you've prepared in response to Government of Guam contracts?
Bid package, you mean the including emergency or permanent? If including emergency, that's a lot. Because every month, you need bid.
You prepare a package in response to an emergency procurement?
Yeah. We bid every month.
I'm sorry?
We bid every month for emergency.
And are there always terms and specifications in these bid packages?
Yes. Yes.
And as the president, you read the terms and specifications in these solicitations and packages?
Not all the time.
Okay, but was
some of them is same, only maybe one item, two item difference.
Do you have, you said that you have your program manager assist you in preparing these?
Yes.
Is that program manager Betty?
Yes, Betty.
Is her last name Cruz? Betty Cruz?
Betty Cruz, yeah.
And how about in the last 7 years, how many protests have you filed?
I cannot remember that.
Would you say it's more than five?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm wrong. I think I'm wrong that, maybe.
So let's turn to Basil's Exhibit 5 in front of you. You testified that you signed this letter, correct?
Yes.
But Betty prepared it for you?
Yes.
And it's your testimony today that you don't, well, back up. In the letter, it says, attaches a Department of Public Health and Social Services Food Establishment Inspection Report for an inspection of SH Enterprises conducted on April 3rd, 2019. It's your testimony today that you don't recall who gave you the inspection report?
Really, I don't know.
Okay. But you submitted this to GSA because you wanted to tell the truth. How did you, were you happy to find out about the C rating?
You mean how to find this?
Were you happy about it? Were you happy to hear that we got a C rating?
How can I respond? I don't know.
Basil is in the business of providing food services, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it when your business makes money?
I don't think that everyone like to lose money. I don't know how to answer the question.
As president, is your job, is it part of your job to ensure that Basil is profitable?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Okay. Do you consider it part of your job to submit these bid packages in response to government bid solicitations? you also consider it part of your job to protest awards that you think are made in violation of Guam procurement law?
I don't want to do any protest, but obviously something is wrong. I have no choice but to do it.
Okay, so if you believe something is wrong, you a violation of law, you protest it, correct? So looking at Exhibit 5, this letter to GSA, would you, was this a protest to GSA?
No, this is not protest.
Did you, you don't recall that when you heard about BC rating? You don't know if it was April 5th?
No, I cannot remember. I think only just between a couple days, maybe 4th and 5th.
So maybe the day before?
Maybe.
You said you heard it from Betty Cruz?
Yes.
Okay, I believe I can represent April 5th was a Monday.
I believe April 5th was a Friday. April 1st was a Monday.
Okay.
2019.
April 5th was a Friday?
Yeah.
Thank you. April 5th, a Friday. So you would have been, would you have been at work with Betty Cruz? Would you have been at work on a Friday with Betty?
April 5th, I sent a letter. You mean April 5th? I'm working with Betty. Yeah, of course we're working together.
Okay, do you recall whether you found out about SHSC rating on the same day that you wrote the letter?
No, actually, when we were working, she got his office. I got my office.
Mm-hmm.
We not face to face all the time. But I don't think the same day. I think maybe April 4th, I know the reinspection.
And do you recall how this came up in conversation?
Ms. Cruz, I'm gonna have to.
Thank you. I've been waiting.
No,
I don't know where we're going with it.
What we're going was he stated, he wrote this letter on April 5th, they got the C rating on April 3rd. I'd like to establish when he knew of it. If he thinks it's misconduct, why didn't he protest it? The basis of their protest right now is for a continuous award of a procurement. If that's the basis for a protest, then this protest cannot be timely. So I want to know,
He's not protesting. He's just notifying GSA of a violation.
Based on has never once thought throughout the course of these proceedings to protest the April 2019 contract. What we're protesting is GSA 5619, and as part of that protest, we're referring to violations that occurred with the April 2019 contract. So we never aimed to protest the April 2019 contract. And this line of questioning, with regard to what Mr. Zell has done upon receipt of the city rating, really has no bearing on SH or Basil's stance or qualification as a responsible bidder or a responsive bidder. So I don't see the basis for the continuing the final question.
I agree.
Okay.
Let's move on.
You notified them of this letter because you believe that SH was in violation of their contract, correct? Okay, so let's move into this procurement, 5619. You were present at the bid opening on October 24th, 2019, correct?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat questions?
You were present at the bid opening of 5619 on October 24th, 2019, correct?
Yes.
And you testified that that bid opening was approximately 30 minutes.
Something like that.
And during the course of that 30 minutes, GSA opened each packet and identified the forms that were submitted, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Do you recall what these forms would have been?
No, I kind of remember that.
Would it be fair to say that it is all the forms that are included in the solicitation?
No.
No? Okay, but you don't remember?
No. I didn't make any record about that.
I'm sorry?
I didn't make any record about that.
Ms. Cruz testified that that's not one of the forms that she was looking for.
I'm sorry, which form? I don't know what form.
Whether or not this compliance was in there. Because I asked her on her list, on her checklist.
Right.
So I don't know why you're asking him why it's not listed. If Ms. Cruz testified, she wasn't looking for it. Because I asked her, she has on the bottom there, 3/4 of the way down, the ones that she considers important. The collusion, the contract, the license. But she didn't have one of the a need for the citations. It's not on there, so she wasn't looking for it. She says that was a specification, not a requirement.
Okay, so what did you understand the purpose of the bid opening to be? What did you understand the bid opening conference to be? What did you think you were there?
I didn't think anything.
Okay, but you do think that SH had previously been terminated for cause at the time of the bid opening, correct?
Of course I know.
Of course I know?
He finished your question. Of course I know that they had previously had a problem.
Okay.
So why didn't you submit a protest when you saw they had submitted a bid?
What was his response? No, he said something to you, translated.
I was thinking about my response to arrange my language.
Okay, let's get this one understood. Whatever he says, you translate to us. You don't edit it. You just translate word for word what he says from Chinese to English. Okay? What are we going for? What are we trying to lead to?
I'm sorry, I have a hard time hearing. I'm trying to hear everybody, but
what's this line of questioning going to?
Well, it's our position that he knew he's alleging misconduct with the submission of the bid, and that's what their protest actually says. And we have case law. The Supreme Court just said, when you think there is misconduct, that's when the 14-day window starts to, or the clock starts to run.
Yeah, if GSA wasn't so stupid to not have lists on their list of violations. But the testimony today from GSA was, they don't. That's not one of the things that they're checking for.
Well, but the law.
So we would not know if they were responsive. Or responsive, because that's not one of the things they were reading off on that day. I'm just as shocked. I would have thought it could run from that day too, if that had been read out. But it was not, because it's not considered important, obviously, to Ms. Cruz.
I believe that he just testified otherwise, that he believes there was misconduct.
No, he did. He...
Right. So, to repeat my question, you didn't answer it. Why didn't you protest at that time?
Actually, I really don't know how to answer, because nothing happened. The GSA is still there. GSA, if they found out something happened already, why I need to do something?
I think I send a letter to a GSA. GSA already know the issues, so I don't need to file a protest at that time.
Because you thought that SH would have been disqualified.
If GSA dealing this issue properly, I think SHA disqualified.
Okay, so thank you.
And she was asking how long the court action was going, and she mentioned the year 2018. Do you remember that line of questioning? Okay. Going back to that June 1st, 2016 document that, is that loose document that I handed to you? Okay. And it says that this is the date that they were terminating the contract that you had. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did you ever perform any other work on that contract after June 1st, 2016?
Yeah, I think I remember after 1 or 2 months, we start the emergency already.
Okay, but that was a different contract, is that correct?
Yeah, that's an emergency.
Emergency contract. But this contract that is the result of the court action, that stopped.
This one is the stop the permanent contract.
On June 1st, 2015?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Another point of clarification, if you turn to page 77. On the very top, and this is the invitation for Bid Johnson. On the very top, there's a signature. I believe it's Mr. Robert Kono's signature, and the date there is 9/29/19. Do you see that?
25,
25. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. September 25th, 2019. Okay. And as we discussed earlier, the bid opening was on October 25th, 2019, correct?
October 24th.
Oh. Not learn who were the other bidders, who were the other individuals who also submitted a bid packet for GSA
5619.
Okay, so
you know, at the GSA, when I pick up something, I always sign the paper on the same page.
Okay.
I know from there, but I forgot when.
What do you know from the page, from the signing page?
Which company pick up the document or something?
Okay. So you know which company picked up a bid packet,
mm-hmm.
but do you know that they're actually going to turn it in?
I'm not sure.
Okay, but when did you know who actually turned in the bid packet?
We were face-to-face sitting in the room to open the bid.
On October 24th?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the first time you know exactly who had submitted a packet for
GSA
5619.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yes. Just to clarify again, Mr. Drew, the court case that I was asking you about, and you said I asked you about 2018, but isn't it true that in 2018 you did file a court case with the Supreme Court of Guam with respect to the contract that is
mm-hmm.
mentioned in
yes.
this exhibit, right? Correct. And that court case was decided by the Supreme Court last year,
mm-hmm.
in 2019, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. And I would just, for judicial notice, give the citation to that Supreme Court case. It's 2019, Law 29. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next witness.
Thank you, Mr. Cruz. I would like to call Mr. Lin to the stand, please.
Ms. Pablo Gadiger, I was notified I need to be, or I'm supposed to be in
Zoom court at 4 p.m. If we approach that time, may we break?
Sure.
So that I could attend that hearing?
And no
possibly
problem.
Just come back tomorrow or come back to the room?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Good afternoon.
What is your relation to SH Enterprises?
I'm president of SH Enterprises since 1995.
And I take it SH Enterprises has been in existence since 1995? And what is your relationship to Mrs. Nin, who's sitting?
She's my wife, husband and wife.
And what kind of company is SH Enterprises?
For now, we're doing food catering business and also a space rental.
For your food catering business, do you have any training in that area?
Yes, we have.
What kind of training do you have?
SOPSAFE. Program.
So
safe.
Okay.
And also hazard plan.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes.
And what contract does SH Enterprise currently have at the moment?
We have for catering service to TSSC and DOC.
What was the first one?
TSSC, Public Health,
oh,
Division of Senior Citizens.
And DOC, sir?
Yes.
Do you have any other contracts?
No.
Can you turn to page 80 of the exhibit book?
Are we using both?
You can use either. Does that document look familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay. So on the top it says that this is your resume.
Yes.
Do you recall when you prepared this document?
Yes.
When did you prepare it?
Whenever I prepared the package, I prepared this.
You'll prepare it and put updated information in it as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And so everything in this document is correct regarding the types of contracts that you've had in the past. Is that correct?
Yes.
And just for clarification purposes, on page 81, the September 13, 2018 to the present service for providing emergency food catering services to Homeland Security, Guam National Guard, etc. Is that still a valid contract?
Yes.
You're still providing
yes.
services to Homeland Security?
Homeland Security, yes.
And Guam National Guard?
Yes.
During this time. 지금 아니죠.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So only during the time when the typhoon hit, is that correct?
Yes, during the typhoon hit.
Thank you. For the two current contracts that you have,
Who prepared your bid package?
Mostly I prepared.
You prepared? Would Mrs. Nan assist you in preparing your bid package?
Yes, together.
Together? Would you seek the assistance of any other person or company in completing your bid package?
No, we just supposed to.
You know, when I asked a few questions of Mrs. Min earlier, she said that at times there are some things that she does not understand in terms of the contract specifications, so you would explain it to her.
Yes.
Is that a correct statement? Aside from the two contracts that you have right now, have you always prepared your bid packages or your response to an emergency procurement?
Yes, recently I prepared all bid packages, including not much, but including emergency procurement.
Since you've had government contracts stemming all the way back to 2004, would it be a fair statement that you are familiar with the local procurement process?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I have some experience since 2004, that's why. I could prepare most of it.
Have you had any training or did you attend any educational courses regarding the local procurement process?
To prepare the bid?
Just in general. Regards to the local procurement process, was there a class perhaps by GSA or public health that you attended?
I never educated regarding the procurement law, but since I prepared the package in 2004, I've been studying and practicing, so I could prepare packages so far.
Okay. When you submitted your bid package for GSA 5619, mm-hmm. and just for clarification purposes, that is the bid package for providing food services for Minunco.
Yes.
Did you understand the entirety of the requirements and specifications in that bid?
Yes, mostly I reviewed.
Most you reviewed?
Yes.
Okay. And when you submitted that bid package, did you intend to comply with all the requirements indicated in that?
Yes, I prepared them and I attached them.
And then you also submitted a bid earlier this year to provide food services for the Department of Corrections.
Yes.
And when you prepared that bid packet and turned it in, did you understand all the terms and conditions and requirements as part of that bid?
Yes.
Did you also intend to comply with all the requirements indicated in that bid?
Yes.
you recall being awarded a contract in April 2019, and it was an emergency procurement contract to provide food services to our Manunko. And this is a contract where SH Enterprises was inspected by public health within the first few days of obtaining the contract. Do you remember that?
Yes, I know.
Can you turn to page 28 of Basil's exhibits, please? Does this document look familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay. And what is this document?
This is food establishment inspection report from Public Health DEH.
Okay. And if you look on page 2,
mm-hmm.
there's an indication that you are the person in charge. Is that your signature on the bottom of that sheet?
Yes. Yes.
And when they say person in charge, what does that mean?
I'm the program director. Yes.
Okay. I found it curious. If you go on, you're still on that, page 29. Towards the bottom, it says the following violations were observed today. One. PIC or point of contact did not demonstrate knowledge of the Guam Food Code or perform the necessary duties to ensure compliance with the Guam Food Code. And then right underneath that it says, person in charge shall demonstrate knowledge of the Guam Food Code and perform their duties to ensure food safety practices are being followed and implemented in compliance with the Guam Food Code. Do you recall the basis for that? That mark.
You mean to ask if he understands what these two sentences mean?
Actually, let me back up. So, did you receive this inspection report on the same day of the inspection?
Inspection report? No, we didn't publish it.
Yes.
Okay. And did you have the opportunity to review the comments and ask any questions of the two individuals? I think it's K. Duenas and R. Oriando.
Yes.
Were those the inspectors?
Yes.
Did you have the opportunity to discuss and ask questions regarding the comments that were on page 2?
They usually explain to us what was wrong right after finish their inspection. Yes.
So did they go through each of these comments with you? There's several on the next two pages.
Yes.
Actually, the next four pages. And if you go back to page 29 where it says, person in charge did not demonstrate knowledge of the Guam Food Code. Did they explain to you what that meant?
Person in charge of the Guam Food Code. So can you just repeat the question one more time before?
Sure. On page 29, that section says item number 1, person in charge did not demonstrate knowledge of the Guam Food Code or perform the necessary duties to ensure compliance with the code. And right underneath that it says that you shall demonstrate knowledge of the code and perform duties to ensure safety practices are being followed and implemented. So did you have the opportunity to discuss with the two investigators what that meant?
So the two officers did explain to them what they meant by 1 and 2.
Okay, all right. Do you recall what they explained to you?
After this inspection, they explain to me about what they find, and then also they told us we have 2 weeks of time to fix everything,
to
collect
to make corrections.
To make corrections on
and then after that, tell us to request for the inspection.
Okay. And it's to make corrections on all the different items listed on this document. Is that correct?
You can go talk to them.
Now going to the bid package that you submitted for GSA 5619, do you recall if you submitted this inspection report as part of that package? But between you and Mrs. Min, you would have been the person in charge of collecting any additional documents to turn in with your bid package, is that correct?
Yes.
He's more in charge, taking the lead because of preparing the package.
Okay. Can you please turn to page 89? And this is the affidavit regarding no gratuities or kickbacks.
Yes.
Are you familiar with this one? And that's actually your wife's signature, not your signature, right? Okay. Even though your wife signed, did you understand the terms and requirements indicated in this form?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. And what is your understanding of the information on the
Yes, I understand about this.
Oh, can you explain what your understanding is?
We cannot give any gratitude and kickbacks for the government to document this.
Okay. What about on page 90? This is the affidavit regarding ethical standards. And this is also signed by Mrs. Min.
Yes.
But are you familiar with the requirements indicated on this page?
Yes, I understand. Yes.
Okay. And what is your understanding of what this page is?
I do
not.
Ethical standards.
And do you know what these things are? 558, chapter 5, article 11.
Are we looking at?
And it's also on page 92, GAR, division 4. It's within the Affidavit of Ethical Standards. Since you've been preparing your bid packages and these are standard forms, have you ever looked up what these things are? 5 DCA chapter 5, article 11. You did not look up what these things are. If you can please turn to page 145. Okay, and then just backtrack. So on page 90, the Affidavit regarding Ethical Standards, it refers to 5 GCA Chapter 5, Article 11. And if you go to page 145, Section 16.8, it also makes reference to that same chapter 5, article 9-11. So here, this section says, if you violate those provisions, you may be subject to debarment or suspension. And I take it you read that when you were... I'm sorry, I take it you read that before you submitted your bid package. And if you can also go to page 160, so we talked earlier about the ethical standards and gratuities and kickbacks. And so on this page, section 22.1 and 22.2 also talks about that. Do you recall reading this and understanding it before you submitted your bid packet? Thank you. Now, in regards to the donation of the Hakobutan building to the government in January of this year, did you take part in any of the negotiations with the government representatives?
No.
Was it solely Mrs. Min that did so? So Mrs. Min took the lead, but if you turn to page 194,
okay. Yes, I know to this law.
Now, I asked Mrs. Min earlier this morning exactly what you, what SAIT provided to the government. Can I get in your own words what SAIT provided to the government?
I heard from Mrs. Min, and then I wrote her appreciation letter like this.
She just heard of the story, and he just drafted this letter and signed it off.
And Mr. Min, when you say you've heard of the story, what do you mean by that?
Muslim made it to me.
From Mrs. Min?
That Igor is in a story and I'm going to look
at him. She received a call from government office. They asked if it's still available.
If they called and asked if it's still available. Call the
commission. So I told her it's available because empty since the tenant moved out. It was empty, but there's no electricity, no air conditioning,
no restroom. I guess she asked him if it is still available, and he said yes.
And so when you spoke with Mrs. Min, was it your intent to allow the government to use the first floor for free?
Yes. Processing center, and also they asked for 2 weeks temporary.
So, because it was for the good cause, for the war claims, it was only a short term of 2 weeks, so I guess they had the same amount of good one, just that they really like this place.
And in this letter, it states that you are donating the temporary use of approximately 5,000 square feet of the first floor. Utilities and the building's parking lot. Is that the only, or is that the only part of the facility that was given to the government?
So space, parking lot, and utilities.
Do you know how much was generated in terms of utilities for the government using this thing?
I cannot separate the power meter. And then they used only 2 weeks. So it's very hard to figure out how much they
used. Earlier, since there's only one meter running in the building, they can't estimate or give a figure.
Okay, thank you.
And since it was empty out of her heart.
Okay. Can you please turn to Exhibit 17, which is on page 202.
Mm-hmm.
whole document that goes up to page 230. Does this document look familiar to you? So this is the IFB for food services for DOC, correct?
Yes.
And the signature on the bottom of page 202, is that Mrs. Min's signature?
Yes, she signed this.
And even though she signed it, were you the one that prepared the bed package?
I prepared.
You prepared it, okay. And if you go to page 207, just like in the other contract, we have the same form, which is the affidavit regarding the gratuities and kickback.
Yes.
And Mrs. Min signed it. Is that correct?
Yes.
And also on the next page, page 208, affidavit regarding ethical standards.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mrs. Min also signed it. But when you were reviewing the documentation, did you also understand the terms and conditions of these two forms?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. If you can go to page 215. Section 18, which says prohibition against gratuities and kickback.
Mm-hmm.
If you can read that section.
Yes, I can read it.
Oh.
And you want me to read?
Oh, well, yes. And I'll summarize it. Basically, this section says that there's a prohibition against gratuities and kickbacks, and that we promise you won't do that if you bid on the contract. Did you understand the terms of that paragraph?
Do you have another witness?
I am done with my witnesses, Mr.
Pitt. Okay. Then I guess we can break and we'll start with tomorrow. Who has witnesses tomorrow?
I don't believe I'm going to be calling anyone.
You're not calling anyone?
All the witnesses on our witness list have been
called. Okay, so we'll break. And we'll close tomorrow. Yes, because he has to go at noon. So let's try to get in 3 hours before. So, 9.
Okay, thank you.
We're off the record at 3:16 p.m.